brought a Christmas present with them. Something which they gave, the Father Christmas present. You want to come and show it to me? If you've got some presents, you'd like to show them to me. We've seen Sam's tie, but everybody else got one. It's always nice to see what people got. Yes?
Sticker maker.
What have you got?
Sticker maker.
Sticker maker. What do we have there?
A fuzzy square tab.
What's that? What's it do? All right.
I've got a tech deck.
Tech deck?
I've got a microscope.
Microscope?
A cricket ball.
Oh, very smart. Good. Do you battle ball?
Bat.
Bat. Well, some very nice pink shoes. Which
Flash.
I think that's very impressive.
A magnetic bracelet.
Magnetic bracelet. All these lovely, lovely things. Now, when else do you get presents? Other than Christmas?
For your birthday.
That's right. And have you had a birthday recently? When was the last time you had a birthday?
June the 20th.
So we all now know when Daniel's birthday is. Now, tell us, how many people did you have for your birthday party?
Don't know. I didn't count.
Didn't count. Give it a rough idea.
10.
Oh, good number, isn't it? Yes, 10 people came to your birthday party.
And it was my 10th birthday.
And it was the 10th birthday. And look, and here it is, we're celebrating Jesus' birthday. And it's extraordinary how many people are celebrating it. More than 10, isn't there? There are, actually, there's quite a big crowd of us here. And you think how many there are throughout the world, all celebrating Jesus' birthday today. And what we're going to do is just spend the next moments thinking about that. So what I would love as many as to do, if any more children would like to come down and Brant, if you are very young, you might want to bring a parent with you because I don't want to be too outnumbered. But if you'd like to just kind of sit at the front so that you can see. And I want to... Toby? You can be here, Toby. No. Toby, come and join me. You're not going to join me. Oh, you miss out. Never mind, Tobes. Right, you're like, right, do you want to come just sit at the front? Because what do you do when you have birthdays? You have presents, and I've got some presents here. I need some people, I need some volunteers. But actually, to be a volunteer, you need to be sitting down at the front, okay? I'll call you up when I need a volunteer, all right? Because I need volunteers of different ages. Now, who would like to open one present there? Do you want to do it? You want to open that one there? Okay. Right, like to quickly open it? No, well, do it one at a time. Okay, like to sit down. You'd like the rest of you to sit there. Like to open that present? Yeah. Open as quick as you can. This is the one time you can rip the paper off. That's it. Okay. Right. It's a helmet. Stand up and hold your helmet. And would you like to wear it? No, you wouldn't like to wear it. Would anybody like to wear this helmet? I need somebody to model a helmet. Well done, James. You come and model the helmet. There we are. Now, somebody is coming up to read some rest of the Bible. What I'll do, you'll notice... have a reading, and what I want you to do, listen from verse, I want you to see what the connection is and between what's being read. So you can listen, right? That Ian's going to read it.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made.
Right. That sounds a bit better. Now, can anybody tell me what the connection... No, Ian, you stay up there. Right, yeah?
Well, God built stuff and made stuff in a building.
Absolutely right. They're both talking about, is it building, making things. Just as a builder builds a house, he makes a house. Here we're reminded that the Lord Jesus actually made not just a house, but the whole universe. Just repeat that verse again.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made.
Nothing that was made without him. Nothing would be made. He made absolutely everything. Now, who here has made... do you paint paintings? Do you? Now, when you make them, who does that painting belong to? Exactly, belongs to you. You make a painting, it belongs to you, doesn't it? In the same way, the Lord Jesus made the whole universe. He made you and me. So who does everything belong to then? Exactly. It means it belongs to Jesus, isn't it? That is it. Right, that's the first thing we're remembering. That Jesus is the creator. Right, I've got another present. Now, it's actually, I want somebody to open this one. It's a small one. You want to open this small one. Now, you have to realize, you can see they're all hats. So you're going to have to, if you open it, you have to be willing to wear it. Okay, right, do you want to wear that, over that, right, we're having a, what is he, hello, Henry, well done, now, what sort of hat's that, well, do you want, let's get, put that on, okay, you don't really want to wear it, come on, Daniel, are you brave enough, who's going to come wear the hat, is he going to wear it for me? I'm going to really struggle. You will. You will. You look very...
Toby can wear it.
Come on, Lizzie. You wear this. Now look. What? Okay. There's the hat. Not convinced, are you? But you're very important. Okay, there's the hat. Okay. Now, read the verse. Want to know what the connection is? All right, listen.
But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God."
Okay, what's the connection then between the hat and that reading? Were you listening? No, I didn't think you are. There was a lot. You've got to listen. You've got to listen very carefully, right? Do it one more time. And then if you don't get it, we'll throw it out to make sure they've been listening. Okay? Right, one more time. Thanks. Listen very carefully.
But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son. And you are to give him the name Jesus." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel. "Since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God."
Right. Right, what's the connection? No, you got the last one. I know you. Anyone other than James? His connection? What? Oh, you got the last one. Sorry. Okay, well, let's try to see if there's anyone else who got that. Nobody. How old? Well, you have to tell us.
Is it like a baby's bonnet?
Yeah, that's right. Well done. Baby's bonnet. Very easy one. Just remembering, although you fetched it very well. You modelled it very well, you see there. A baby's bonnet. Now, that's extraordinary, again, thought, isn't it? The one who is so great and powerful that he made the universe should then come and become a baby. That's what we're celebrating today, isn't it? Now, I've got something which the grown-ups, nobody else will be able to see, because it's actually quite small, but you'll have to describe it to them, all right? So, what have I got here in my pocket? Right here. What have you got? What's there?
Snails.
What were they?
They're snails.
Snails, that's right.
I like.
You like snails. I like snails. I quite like snails either. But I'm not sure I would like to become a snail. Now, I want you to think, can you imagine, you like snails, can you imagine going and actually becoming a snail with the consciousness of being, so that's not the word, but still though, being a human being, so you still, you know everything, you think like
a
big snail in the garden. Great. But would you like to be a snail?
No.
No. I'm not surprised. Can you imagine us becoming a snail, being a snail, but knowing everything as a human being? It'd be an extraordinary thought, wouldn't it? Giving up all the friends and family to go and be a snail. But that gives us some idea of what it must have been like for Jesus, who had always lived with God, part of God, to come and live as a baby, live as a human being, be like us, becoming a snail. Well, I think before we open the next presents, we're going to sing our next carol. And we are going to be the choir. No, you've got to keep your hat on, Lucy. You'll see why. You need to keep your hat on because you are a reminder. You see, you're reminding, as we're going to build up the hats, you see, we're reminding who Jesus is, that he's the creator, that he became a baby. Although you're not a baby, you're a very grown-up woman. All right, but we are now all going to sing our next carol. Now, we're going to be the choir, so we're going to sing the first verse. Okay? So who wants to sing Away in the Manger with me? Right, so stand up now. You can stand up, face the rest of the congregation. There we are. Try not to trip over your brother. Come on, let me come. Come on, Henry. We're gonna sing. I think he's all right. Okay. So we're gonna sing Away in the Manger. Anybody else who wants to join in the front? We're gonna do the actions as well because Liz Kennedy says I should do the actions. Will you remind me? Can you give me my prompt? Thank you. Right. Thank you. We're gonna sing. The rest of us join in. Please sit down, and we're going to open our next two presents. Now, I need some help here, and I need, for one of them, I need a grown-up with lots of hair. I'm afraid you can't do it, Mr. Palmer. Nor you, Mr. Piper. But I need somebody with lots of hair. Who's got lots of hair? Well done, Mr. Williams. Very. You're coming up. Well done. You've got lots of hair. Well done. Well, it's great. I mean, he needs to open one of them. So you need to open one present. He's got lots of hair, and I need somebody else to open another. Okay? Who wants to open? Do you want to open the present? Okay. Do you come? All right. So you open that one, and then you open that one. All right. Right, do you want to put the sun up? See that? So near everybody, those who've got... Okay. Right, now we're going to have... You've got to put that on. And we're going to have the readings to remind us... And we'll see the connection between the readings. Would you like to stand up? So you'd like to stand up so you can see your hat. Oops. There we are. Well done. All right. Okay.
Put the blood reading back, yeah. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Thank you very much. Now, what's the connection between these two hats and that reading? Yes? Right, look, read once more, just listen very carefully. See the connection of the hats and the roof. Yeah, see if you can work it out.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Right. Okay, now who can, anybody tell me? What's the connection? Anybody up here? It's a bit harder. Let's go out to the congregation here. What are the connections? Yeah.
Saviour who is Christ the Lord.
We have one who is a Saviour and Christ the Lord. He's the King. Now has anybody here met the Queen? Yes. So you met the Queen?
In passing.
Do you ever talk to her?
Not properly, no.
So who's had a problem? Who met the Queen and spoke properly to her? Anybody? I thought there'd be somebody here who might have done. Ah, Mr. Kershaw. Well, let's find out about that. When did that happen? Let me just...
When she came to open our college at university.
Oh, right. And... what did you feel like when you met her?
A bit strange?
Yeah. Were you excited or nervous or...
Yep.
All that?
All that, yes.
And how did you behave?
Best behaviour.
You were on best behaviour?
Best behaviour, definitely,
you didn't
yes.
pick your nose or anything like
no,
that?
No, nothing like no. that, no.
That's right. Well, that's what Brian did. It meant the Queen. It's something about the office... that it does put you on your sort of best behaviour. You met the Queen. I think any of us would treat her with great respect because you realise her importance. Well, here we're remembering that Jesus, as well as... Can you stand up? As well as being the Creator who became a baby, has been made King, not just of Britain... but of the whole world, God's given all authority to him. And just to think how Brian went before the Queen. Well, the Queen and all the rulers in the world will be like that before Jesus, as will we. And he should cause us to respond with respect and obedience because he is the King. And then we think that he is the King became a... a saviour. Now, what does Jesus save us from? He saves us what? From our sins. And how did he do that? By dying on the cross. And why is sin such a problem? Why did he have to save us from our sins?
It stops us from getting close to God.
That's right, because it stops us from getting close to God. That's our greatest need. And in Jesus, God has provided. Well, one last present. One last present. Now, who'd like to open that? Okay? All right. Right, let us stand up. Now. Here we are, you're going to wear this hat, there we are. No, yeah. There we are. Right, I want us all to listen to the reading and see the connection between this hat and the reading. All right, you all, everyone follow? Listen very carefully, everyone. The connection to the hat and the reading.
He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name.
Thank you very much, Ian. Now, who can tell me the connection between that hat and that reading? You have to think of it. Well, can you see the connection? Yes? What do you think it is?
Because I know.
You don't know, right? Does anyone else see? Yes, what do you think it is? Are you think it was not like a prophet? Do you think prophets wore? It's certainly got a wig on. But what sort of wig does it look like? That's the best I could get, because I couldn't find one. It's a judge's wig. Isn't that quite a good... That's right, it's a judge's wig. And it reminds us that Jesus, who was the creator of everything, who became a baby, who is the king of all, and who died to be our saviour, is also a judge. And Jesus taught to me that he will come again. And he came the first time as the baby to be the saviour. But actually he'll come and he will judge the world. And he said he will separate the whole of mankind into two groups. A bit like separating sheep from goats. So there they are grazing together, eating together. Sheep and goats eating. And then he will put one group on one side and one group on the other. And Jesus says that he'll be like that when he returns. All those who know him and have accepted him as the king and as the saviour will be on one side, and those who have not accepted him as their king and as the saviour will be on another. And he says that actually only those who've accepted him and received him will be with him in the new creation that he's going to bring into being. And our question we have to ask us this Christmas, every Christmas, is actually, if that separation happened, which group would we be in? And it's all determined by our response to this baby whose birth we're celebrating this morning. So, who's Jesus? Why are we celebrating this birth? Because he is the creator. He became a baby. It would be like us, remember, becoming a snail with all the consciousness to relate to snails. But why did he come? To be our saviour. He is, though, the king of all. And we need to acknowledge him as such, because one day he will also be our judge. Let's pray together. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you did not think it too great a thing for you, or too dreadful a thing, to come and live among us. You who made the universe were willing to come and be born as a little baby so that you might grow up to be our Saviour and King. Help us to acknowledge you and trust in you now, so that when you return, to be our judge, that we may welcome you as our Lord and Saviour and worship you on that day and not fear, because we will be yours forever. Amen. Thank you all very much, helpers, indeed. Couldn't have done it without you. Thank you.